Today is Friday, the 12th of September, in the 23rd week of Ordinary Time.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Against you only I have sinned, done evil in your sight, but you have shown me what I've done with mercy in your eyes. Then wash my shame and guilt away, my weary soul renew, from all my sinning turn your face.
Paul Zach sings, "Create in me."
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. So I will give you what you ask, a humble, broken heart, a spirit burning down to ash. Within your flame, O God, and this will be your mercy, Lord, transforming all of me till every act and every word your loving glory speaks. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Create in me a clean heart.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
According to your endless love.
Jesus also told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take out the speck in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye.
You're invited to recognize your own faults before seizing on those of your neighbor. What failings or weaknesses of your own are you inclined to overlook or to cover up? It's generally thought that Jesus spent much of his life on earth as a carpenter. Does that add anything to his talk here of logs and specks or splinters? In listening again, notice the lines about disciples and teachers. How does that fit into or add to the rest of this passage?
Jesus also told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher. But everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take out the speck in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye.
Parables are meant to keep you thinking, not to have obvious one-line meanings. Invite Jesus to show you what more he has to tell you in this story. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.